This is Tim Doyle, lead pastor of Restoration Church. Welcome to our weekly podcast featuring encouraging messages from our Sunday morning get-togethers in historic downtown St. Joseph. For more info, visit restorationstj.com.
Have you given up on what you were waiting for? And gosh, I can look around the room and I know some of your stories, and I know some of the things that you've passed through this year or in years past. And sometimes your heart grows tired. And my encouragement to you today is don't give up. Don't give up in the waiting. Don't cash it in. Don't think that God has not heard your cry. We're tempted to believe that God has not heard us, that he's forgotten us. And I'm telling you today, he's in the waiting. Proverbs 13:12 says this, hope deferred makes the heart sick. How many of you know what that feels like? Be honest. I think everybody in the room, right? We know what it's like to hope for something that didn't happen, and your heart gets sick. Today, I believe the Lord wants to heal some sick hearts. He goes on to say, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. We all want to get to that place, the longing fulfilled. And I just say, your Father knows the desires of your heart. He gave those to you. He put that in your heart. Don't you think it's your Father's good pleasure, his delight, to give his children the desires of their heart that he put there in the first place? Come on. But here's what I think about the waiting. There's something so absolutely vital about that waiting process. I mean, Simeon's faithfulness to be in the temple, just hanging out there. Anna was another example that goes on right after that. We see Anna in the temple. 84 years old, she's just waiting. She never left there. Night and day, worshiping the Lord, fasting, seeking God. She too had the desire of her heart fulfilled. Because God is a good God. He's a faithful God. He hasn't forgotten. And it's in the waiting that it's sort of like there's this process that happens in us. So now I can tell you, I feel I have release to tell you when that wall will fall. That wall will fall, and we'll be in that room when we fill this one. We're in the waiting still. And when I say fill it, I'm not just talking about butts in seats, okay? Which is a good thing. So you need to all invite your friends so we can fill this room. But there's something he wants to fill in us. There's a process that he's taking us through. And when that process, when we embrace and engage that process, we'll be ready. And there's a lot of things I believe the Lord will speak to us as we launch into the new year that he wants to do in us and in this church. Some of the pieces we're waiting on are for people that are supposed to be a part of this and the process, the peace that they bring. Some of it is us-ins waking up to the work that we're called to do. And I just want to tell you right now as your pastor that no one in this room is called to be a spectator. No one. Not one person here. You've got a part to play. And guess what? I don't even want to say this. Maybe that's what we're waiting for. That kind of puts something back on you, doesn't it? We're not just like in this parade marching along. Somebody up there is leading. We're just following the person in front of us. No. You're following Jesus is what you're doing. And he's going to lead you places in this new year. And my question is, are you willing to go? I mean, you're going to have to really answer that. Not to me. Answer to the Lord. Because every person here has a call. Has a Simeon call. He's put a promise in your heart. Or if he hasn't, if you're not aware of it, you need to be, you need to kind of wake up to that. Because every person here was created for some purpose. And it wasn't just to take up space. Are you hearing me this morning? You're not just here to take up space. Man, that's a whole different message. I got to quit preaching that one. I believe we're going there. But I also know the Lord prepares his people. It took the children of Israel how many years to get into the promised land? Oh, I'll be too old for that then. Let's speed up the process and cooperate. What do you say? Say amen if you're willing to cooperate. Man, Psalm 37. Listen to this morning, yeah? This is the promise from heaven. This is the promise Simeon was banking on, that he waited for. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Turn to your neighbor and say, he will give you the desires of your heart. He will give you the desires of your heart. Here's how it happens. Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward, I love that, shine like the dawn and your vindication like the noonday sun. You know, I'm not going to go too far down this trail, but I believe the Lord is bringing vindication to people this year. I don't know what has happened in you. I know what's happened in us. I just believe your vindication is of the Lord. And your vindication is near. And it's in his time. And you don't have to defend yourself. When the Lord defends you, you don't need anybody else. It's going to be obvious. He's at work. I love it that the Apostle Paul, you know, he kind of gives us this in the waiting opportunity to see in his life. Philippians chapter 3. He's just super honest. He says, not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived. Boy, there's a freeing word. The Apostle Paul says, I've not arrived yet. Hallelujah. Gives me a little grace, a little space. But here's what I do. I press on. Say, press on. Press on. We're not talking about the nails, okay? We're talking about you pressing on in your life, in your call, in the promise, in the waiting. I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Turn to your neighbor and say, Jesus took hold of you. He's grabbed you for a purpose now, and you're not your own, and he's not going to let you go. But you can be stubborn. Apostle's saying, press on. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I can do. Listen, maybe you can't make that promise come true on your own. You probably won't. If it's a promise from heaven, it's bigger than you anyway. You don't want a promise you can fulfill. Come on. Preaching today. One thing you can do. What is it? Read it together. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Would you forget you're behind for just a moment here? Would you just forget you're behind? Your behind stinks, all right? Forget about it. Move on. Press on. Take hold. Strain toward what is ahead. He presses on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called him heavenward in Christ Jesus. There's a prize for you. There's a prize for me. And you know, I don't believe it's just in heaven. It says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward. There's certainly a prize in heaven. And guess what? What a joy it will be to lay any crown we get at the feet of Jesus. Because it's all because of him. But I think there's some prizes in this life too. I believe there's some rewards. But before we move on to that, I just got to say, you know, sometimes we get in a place where we just get heart sick. We just, you know, we've grown weary in the waiting. And I believe the Lord wants to encourage some people today. You know, there are times I'm learning. I think I told you this last year, or this year. It's already gone for me. I had a dream one time, and in the dream, I heard the voice of the Lord speaking, and as I began to repeat what he was saying, I saw things begin to happen. And so I'm trying to change my messaging. I don't just want to feel pressure to come up with a message every Sunday. I want to hear and then just speak what he's saying. Yes. I know that sounds super simple, but as a pastor who's now 9 years in, it's like, it's a challenge to come up with something fresh that y'all are going to like every Sunday. But what I'm learning is to not yield to that pressure, but to say, Holy Spirit, what are you saying? Man, this morning, Lindsay heard from the Lord. What she did, that was just like a prophetic Absolutely, right on thing. I want my team to be free to do that. How about you? You know, it's so good. I had a chance to be a part of the One Thing Conference in Kansas City this week, and so many things just confirming one after another. Had one lady who's, you know, I'm not even going to tell you where she's been. She's been a part of a pretty major ministry, all right? If I tell you who, then it'll put things in your head. I'm just going to say she's legit, okay? She's legit. Randomly sat down by her. She began to prophesy to me the things that have been spoken over me for years, just confirming what the Lord is doing. I'm like, I can't get away from this, Lord. Come on, you know? I was like, come on. We've been waiting on the Lord for a lot of things for a long time. And sometimes it can feel like it's just never going to happen. But that's why it's important that what you do in the waiting matters. Your heart, keeping your focus fixed on the one who is faithful. We've been waiting all year long to close on these buildings, to sign the deed, to get it in our name. And I just got to tell you that at the 11th hour, at 1 o'clock Friday, the county courthouse closed at 3. We had until 3 p.m. to transfer the ownership of this property to Restoration Project so that by January 1, it's recorded and deeded to us, and that was going to put us in a much better position. At 1 p.m., well, let me back up. The day before, while I was at One Thing, I find out that we have to have 22 people who said they would stand with us in making this happen. They had to all have to sign something, like a piece of paper, before we could close. It's 3 o'clock on Thursday. We have to close on Friday. I thought later in the day. No, by 3 o'clock, which meant that by 1 o'clock, we had to have all this stuff signed. And that's why I had Zach play the It's a Wonderful Life clip. I felt like George Bailey. Yeah. As I watched people just begin to run, and more people than originally even who had said they would do that said, I'm in too. If you want me, if you need me, I'm there too. It was just like, I'll do it, Chris. I said, It's a Wonderful Life. And we signed papers at 1 o'clock Friday. And these buildings belong to Jesus now. They belong to the kingdom. They are set apart for kingdom purposes. For the first time in 105 years, these buildings belong to someone else. And that someone else is Jesus. And I'm telling you, that's a breakthrough that we've been waiting for. I want you to know, where's Fran? Is Fran in the room? Fran, I want you to know that I took Apostle Jay's pen and signed those papers with Apostle Jay's pen. Because he's the first one in this building that prophesied and spoke the future over this house. And I used his pen. I didn't use no St. Joe title pen. I used Apostle Jay Swallow's pen. I said, Apostle, this is for you. And I was reviewing. What's that? I took that pen to Africa this year, too. Yeah, I did. I was reviewing what Apostle Jay said back at Riverside the first time he came. I told Krista, I said, oh, my, we've got to go back and listen to that again. There's some things that he spoke that's like, whoa. Powerful stuff, significant as we enter 2018. Here's what I felt like the Lord said to me as I was praying about this word breakthrough. And you're not going to like it. I felt like he said he's going to stretch our faith like never before in 2018. Now, you can either let that freak you out, or you can say, bring it, Jesus. Because that just means he has greater things for us to do. It's so good that we closed out 2017 and accomplished the goal that we'd set out this year to do. But it was long and arduous, and we just didn't know. Up until the last minute, we were scrambling. I couldn't even go to One Thing Friday because I had to focus on this. But I want you to know that God is faithful. And can we just say thank you to those 22 people who stood with us to make it happen? And to those of you who were willing to, that you said, if you need me, let me know. That just, oh my goodness, that says so much about who God is assembling here, the type of people. I want to read to you Hebrews 11 before we wrap up this morning, because I found something in here that I felt was really key. Hebrews 11 says this, now faith, what is faith? It is confidence. Say confidence.
Confidence.
Just saying about that. In what we hope for and assurance, say assurance, about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended. There's a word, commended. Say commended. See, we almost think it's wrong to be commended. When we don't give out first, second place, third place trophies anymore, right? We give participant ribbons. Somehow as a society, it's become wrong, not politically correct, for anyone to ever be commended for anything. But that's not biblical. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was, what's the word? Commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, Abel still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended. Are you hearing this? God is commending these men and women because of the faith that they held in their heart. He was commended as one who pleased God. How many want to please God? See, God looks for those. Well, let's keep reading. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. See, there's an active part we have to play. And God is standing ready to commend those who are willing participants. It said, you first come to him by believing he exists. And that's a wonderful thing to believe. But guess what? Even the demons believe, right? The demons believe and tremble. They know the truth. We can acknowledge it intellectually. That's one thing. But do we believe that he will reward those who earnestly, diligently seek him, who contend for the promise, who don't let go, who don't quit? Are you hearing a theme this morning? We press on, we press through. Listen, a few things that I just want to leave you with this morning. First of all, your Father, we've talked about Father Christmas, it's the Father who rewards. That's a Father's heart. The Father rewards. Did he not reward Simeon? For waiting, for contending, for hanging in there and being true, being faithful. I heard Bill Johnson say this, and I thought, oh my goodness, this is too good not to repeat, but dare not take credit for. The Father is attracted to anything done to honor or please him. Listen to that. It's not wrong. Okay, we're not seeking to do things to get stuff. That's not it. That's the messed up prosperity message. That's not it. But it is also biblical that if you're pursuing him, if you're seeking him earnestly, guess what he's going to do? Guess what he has to do? Rabbi would say, putting a demand on heaven. He rewards those. He commends those who diligently seek him, who don't cave because it looks too hard. Or they just grow weary in well-doing. Or they just get tired of waiting for the promise. Or what they've desired hasn't happened yet. That's where we all live, right? Come on, can we be honest? That's where we live most of the time. What do we do in the waiting? That's what we've been trying to establish today. It's not wrong to seek reward. We're not doing things to get heaven's blessing, but to have confidence in God. That when we are faithful to stand where he said to stand, he will not disappoint. He will not leave you abandoned and alone. He will not. Now, it may not work out the way you thought. How many of you know his ways and thoughts are better than mine anyway? I want his stuff. I don't want my stuff that I'm thinking about. And the waiting is where we get refined. God the Father rewards or responds to, commends those who know him so well, they realize it's not wrong to do the things that please him, expecting to be rewarded for that. That's why you paid your tithe a minute ago, because you knew that you were being faithful to do what he said to do. You weren't playing the heavenly slot machine. You were saying, God, I want to be faithful to you because you have been faithful to me. And I know that I can't outgive you. I know that all I have to do is just do what you've told me to do. And I'm not earning that reward. I'm saying, what more could I possibly do that you would ask of me that you aren't worth, that you're not worthy of? That's how we take our stand. And yeah, get over it. God rewards those who diligently, earnestly seek him and believe him for the promise to be fulfilled.
Yes.
Come on.
Come on,
Simeon, right?
Yes.
He got to hold the promise in his arms. His voice got to proclaim and prophesy and share good news because of a desire fulfilled. We all want the desire fulfilled, but it's in that process of waiting. So here's what I was thinking about, the parable of the talents. Remember that parable? I mean, it's harsh that the one who had five and doubled them, right, was given the talent of the one who buried his because he was too frightened. Oh, come on, saints. Fear will cause you to miss your reward. Fear will cause you to miss out on what God wants to do for you. He's just waiting to see if you're going to cooperate with the process. I know that I know some of those 22 people were just a little bit shaky signing that paper because they were stepping out in faith with us. But you know what? It was just so, I don't know what the word is. I was like walking this far off the floor just saying, man, Jesus, you're doing something in your people. And I understand that faith is scary,
yes,
but it's not a tool for self-promotion. It's to cooperate with the kingdom and what God's doing. And really, all we have to do is say yes. But the yes has to be followed up with action. I'll insert this here before I wrap up. We started our big give last weekend on Sunday. The big give is to fund all of our compassion ministries for 2018. And I'm not going to tell you what the total was because we're not done yet. The big give is still open today. And if you weren't here last week and you want to give or God's speaking to you, I'll just tell you he has big things for us in 2018. Faith is the evidence of things we hope for and the assurance of things that we have yet to see, but I know he's going to do. And I believe he's going to do it again and again because I've seen him move the mountains. Do I need to sing the song again? I've seen him move the mountains. So if you want to give to the big give today, you can do it. Zach has a keyword on our text to give. Joel, you want to pop that up real quick? Can you do text to give? Just in case you want to participate, use the keyword big, B-I-G. We had a good response last week. The glass isn't half empty. But what?
It could be fuller.
So this is your chance to trust and believe God for big things ahead. Last thing I'll say. If you don't want God, what God's assigned to you, if you don't want the blessing, the reward that is waiting for you, I'll take it. Somebody will take it. You know, shocked me this year when Rabbi said, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, it just won't get done. It's like, whoa. I don't want you to miss out. I don't want us to miss out. Bill Johnson said, the favor on your life is a part of what attracts people to Christ. Wow. Favor's not a bad thing. Get that out of your head. Favor's not a bad thing. For God to favor you, to bless you. And yeah, I get it that people have abused that principle and it doesn't look good for the body. But that's not who we are. We want favor on our lives so that people can see this Jesus thing is real. There's something about this. I need to investigate. Why is the favor on your life? I'm going to ask Joel to step up here for a second. By the way, Joel just had hip surgery. So if he walks with a limp, it's because not because he's been wrestling with an angel, but he might have been. You can stay down there if you want to. Here, let me help you, brother. You coming up?
Yeah.
So you remember Joel Burton?
Yeah, yeah.
Joel and Shonda are with us this weekend. Isn't that awesome? And Trinity, their daughter, is down at one thing with Chanel and Julie and the girls. So that means we got to keep Joel and Shonda for a little bit and be spoiled. But Joel, you said something when you were here. Was it October when you preached on the platform in the big room? And you said something. I couldn't remember if you said it publicly or privately, but you affirmed that you said it publicly. You said that when these buildings become yours, something's going to happen. Do you remember what that was? And can you release that again? We want to hear that again.
What the Lord spoke was when you took ownership over this building. And I'm going to go where God gave me this, if it's okay.
Do it.
This morning, God spoke to me about the talents that you were just speaking about. Matthew 25:23, where the one that had two talents took those two talents and earned two more talents. And what he said was, before you took ownership, this was that talent. This was the two talents. Mm. And because you were faithful over those things, not just Pastor Tim, Pastor Krista, but the body.
Yes.
The 22.
Yeah.
Those that serve, those that open doors, mm-hmm. those that park, those
That's
that
right.
give, those that buy into the vision. Because you've been faithful over those small things, God will make you faithful and be faithful over Thank your you, larger things.
Amen.
It's one thing to occupy,
yeah.
but it's another to own.
That's right. That's good.
And when you own your identity, when you own who you are in Christ, Christ then becomes magnified and works stronger through you.
Yeah.
So when you took ownership over this building, what God spoke in October was when you take ownership over this,
Thank you, Lord.
Watch out because things are going to begin to shoot out from this place. Ministries will be birthed.
Yeah.
More will come in.
Yeah.
Souls will be won to the kingdom of God because you were faithful over those things.
Come on. Come on.
And for those that said, I haven't had a big part in it. He only gave that guy two talents.
Yeah.
He gave more to others.
That's right.
It's just giving
what
you can and,
That's right.
and giving who you are
That's right.
is most important.
It is.
And I say that so, so urgently this morning is that when that's a big thing to take ownership, to sign on that line.
Yeah. That's right.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's a huge victory. And to have that done
That's
before
right.
you go into 2018, the year of your breakthrough.
That's right.
Is outstanding. God spoke obedience before breakthrough. You've been obedient over all these things.
That's good.
And now you're in the year of breakthrough.
That's so good.
That's everybody.
Awesome.
That's everybody in this building.
That's so good.
Own that.
Yeah. I want to read to you what Sarah McInnes, another friend of ours, who we connected with this year, and she texted me this morning. She said, it may be cold and snow and showing 0 degrees, but you're starting New Year's Eve on the ground at zero, ready for launch, ready for the catapult. Nowhere but up from here. Just like when the shuttle launches, sitting on the ground, there are rumbles testing the engines. Then it all settles down to nothing, and then bam, in the atmosphere, up you go like the roller coaster, up and away. And I wrote this, Amen, girl. We closed on the property Friday, a fight to the finish, putting down roots, claiming territory, permanency, telling forces seen and unseen, we're not just passing through, no longer tenants, we are possessing the land. Come on.
Amen.
That's what this means.
Amen. That's what it means.
Dang. So good. Well, stay up here if you can. If you can. He had a hip replacement on December the 4th, and he drove from Ohio to be here this week. Tough hombre right here. Okay? Here's the question the Lord wanted me to pitch to you this morning. What are you willing to let go of from the past in order to grab hold of for what God has for you in 2018? Something's got to go. A decision has to be made for you to move forward. So I'm going to ask Pastor Joel to pray for us this morning. And I'm going to have the worship team come up to you right now. Why don't you stand to your feet? Joel, I'm going to have you pray, and then I'm gonna share a dream I had real quick. But once you just pray that word that you just delivered, and church, can you just lift up your hands and receive? I mean, this is a time to receive. I don't care if you're comfortable lifting your hands or not. I'm telling you, lift your hands up, okay? Because I want you to receive today. I want you to receive what the Father wants to deliver to us, all right? Go for it, Joel.
Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor this morning.
Yes, Lord.
For everything that has transpired
yes,
in
Lord.
This place, in your house this morning, Father God. And Lord, as faithfulness has
yes.
been the word of the morning, as breakthrough is the word of the year, Father
yeah,
Lord. God. Lord, you have said that they have been faithful over the small things,
thank
and you're
you.
Going to be faithful over the greater things. Father, Matthew 25, 23 says that his Lord said that because he was good over those things that I'll give you more. Father, we pray right now
yes,
in the authority
Lord.
And in the boldness of that name, Jesus Christ,
yes, Lord.
That name which is above every name, that name which is over every hindrance this
yes,
morning,
Jesus.
That name which is over every wall that stands before us,
yes,
that
God.
Name that won't only take us over the mountain, but
that's
will
right.
remove the mountain,
that's right.
will take us through the mountain and around the mountain,
that's
however
right.
it is. That name of direction.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, this morning we speak breakthrough.
Yes.
Because of obedience
yes.
this morning over
that's
this
right.
body of Christ, over Restoration Church.
Yes, God.
Its leadership, its deacons.
Thank you, Lord.
Its congregation.
Thank you,
to
God.
To the praise and worship team.
Yes, Jesus.
To the newest of members and those
yeah.
that have established it.
Yep.
Lord, we speak breakthrough over
that's
them
right.
this morning.
That's
that they
right.
would be encouraged to take chances.
Yes.
That they would be encouraged to take a step of faith in the hour that does behold them. That they would take a step.
Thank you, Lord. That's right.
Into this year.
That's right.
To know that in 365 days, from tomorrow,
hallelujah,
God is going to manifest himself in greater
that's
ways
right.
than this church has
yes,
ever
God.
Seen.
Yes, God.
That ministries will be elevated, not within themselves, but because God has found favor upon them.
Yes, Jesus.
That men and women would sing with boldness and with truth.
Hallelujah.
That a congregation would reach out their hands into places that others would turn their nose at.
Yes, that's
but
right.
find God in those hours and
yes,
in those
Lord.
Moments. And
release
God would
it,
say,
God.
Because you've done this,
yes,
I will
Jesus.
Honor you.
Yeah.
Because you've done this thing for me.
Yes, Lord.
That I will give to you.
Mm-mm-mm.
And God, we thank you for
yes,
that.
Yes, Lord.
What a promise we have in you
yes, Lord.
This morning, Father
yes,
God.
Jesus.
What a promise we have that though we wait and we wait, God, that you're there.
That's right.
And you're sustaining
faithful
us, God.
God.
What a promise we have this morning
yes,
in you.
Faithful God.
God, you are faithful.
Yes,
to
Lord.
Lord, let us be
Jesus.
Faithful to match that.
Yes, Jesus.
This morning, Father
yes, God.
God, we give you
yes,
glory.
Yes,
in
God.
In the mighty name of
Jesus,
Jesus, give him a hand
name.
Clap of praise.
Hallelujah.
And a mighty amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you're done clapping, put your hand on your chest and say this. Say, Lord Jesus, increase my faith, in this new season.
In this new season.
Let me have faith.
Let me have faith.
For things that my eyes see.
Things that my eyes have yet to see.
But I'm trusting you for.
But I'm trusting you for.
So here's the question I have for you today. What will you have faith for breakthrough in 2018? And you need to ask the Lord that. So, Lord, what would you have me have faith for in 2018? I'm talking personally for you. What do you need breakthrough for in 2018? I want you to think about that. I want you to come next week ready to write that down, okay? We're going to create a wall of breakthrough right out there in the lobby. And you're going to put your thing that you're believing for breakthrough as we pray through these next 21 days. You know, we're starting 21 days of breakthrough on January the 3rd. If you feel so inclined, many of us will be fasting and praying continually through that time. I'll be doing some Facebook words of encouragement, devotional, things like that. We're going to believe God for breakthrough. And we're going to start the year saying, yeah, God, do it in me. Do it in me. You know what? When Rabbi comes on January 13th, we need to have the house ready. Yes. We need to prepare the house. Yes. That means preparing our hearts. And we come expecting and saying, yes, God, all that's in your heart, I'm going to receive it. And that will release then. Rabbi will have an atmosphere that's an open heaven. And we're going to see things released that we've been longing to see, not just for us, but for our community. Come on. I'm believing breakthrough for St. Joseph this year as well. Not just for me personally, for Restoration Church, but for this city and all that God intends. All right? So I'm gonna give you real quickly here just a dream that I had. I asked the team to do a song they've never done before. Say, we love you, Pastor Tim. Okay. I had this picture of like being chased by these ghosts. And the ghosts chased me right up to the edge of a cliff. Like this big, steep cliff that's so high. And you're like, what am I gonna do? These ghosts are chasing me, ghosts of the past. And now you have a choice to make. And here's what I wrote. The ghosts of yesterday have chased you right up to the edge of a steep and very high cliff. And now you have a choice to make. You can either turn around and run back the way you came, continuing to let the ghosts pursue you into this next season, or you can do the very scary thing. Say the very scary thing. I'm gonna write a book called The Very Scary Thing. It may be the hardest decision of your life, facing down the fears of what if or the disappointments from yesterday. But you do have a choice. Will you turn back and continue to allow the past to pursue you? Or will you jump? The fear is real, but so is the opportunity. I'm praying that you and I will have courage to jump and catch the wind in 2018. Come on, if you're willing to jump and catch the wind, let's say thank you, God, for what you're doing in our life. Thank you, Jesus, for a new opportunity.
Thank you so much for listening today. To connect with or support the vision of this pioneering work in historic downtown St. Joseph, visit restorationstj.com, or better yet, come see us in person. We hope to see you soon.
Take your rightful place.